Welcome to the Songwriter Connection, the podcast that delves deep into the art and heart of songwriting. Each week, we gather around the dining room table to uncover the stories behind the songs. We invite you to join us on a journey to the creative minds of the songwriters who shape the melodies of our lives. From Nashville, Tennessee, here's your host, Dave Linehan.
Well, this is really a special treat for me and for you, too. A special show. We've got the women behind the lyrics. Who are they? What are they doing? What's it all about? We're going to find out. I'll tell you this. I'm kind of nervous. We've got a film crew here. Alan and Dante are filming this as we go. And we'll tell you why. It's all coming up here on the Connection. So thank you for joining us. First of all, I got to tell you a story. I worked in country radio for 40 years, still doing a special little show called Nashville Connection. And a few years back in Nashville, there's something called a country radio seminar, CRS, we always used to call it. And this particular year, there was a big radio consultant. Radio consultants, by the way, in case you don't know, those are the guys that the big market stations pay so that when the ratings dip, they get somebody to blame, right? So this big consultant is talking to all these programmers from around the country, and he said, well, think of the music that you play, your playlist. Think of it as a salad, you know? And in that salad, the leafy, meaty stuff are your Luke Bryans and your Jason Aldeans, right? And the ladies are the tomatoes. So you got to really be careful where you place. You can't do too close together, things like that. And we're like, what? And I'll tell you what, I've been apologizing to ladies in country music ever since.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
But since then, things are getting a little bit better with people like, Lainey Wilson and Ella Langley and Megan Maroney, Kelsey Ballerini, Carly Pierce, and so many others. So many opportunities for women now in country music.
Wishing on those stars and following your heart, you'll make it there. Those bedtime stories, they left out this one thing. That little girl has got a deadline on her dream.
Our guests today are breaking some ceilings, let me tell you. That lovely voice belongs to Texas singer Delaney Ann. Delaney, thank you. She's sitting to my right. We're here around the dining room table on the Songwriter Connection. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
well, we're just so glad to be here and grateful for you caring about the music.
Oh,
that's
man.
The best.
It's my life. Also on this show, I got to tell you, we've got Judy Pastor, who's been on this. She's no stranger to this
Hello.
Show. Judy, good to have you.
Good to have you. Good
Sarah
to be
Harrelson.
Here.
Yeah, good to have you. Sarah Harrelson and I wrote one on Zoom with Georgia not too long ago. That was
we've
nice.
We've written a couple songs together today.
Yes, we have. And I'm looking forward to more. And so honored to have Wendy Moulton, one of the great voices in this town.
Thank you, Wendy.
Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me today.
Your stories are amazing. How did y'all get together for Women Behind the Lyrics? First of all, tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, well, you know, it is a documentary being filmed, mm-hmm. as you can see with these cameras here, but your listeners can't quite see. So, you know, our label, or Sarah and I are label mates, and so Synapse Publishing and Entertainment had this idea of a documentary about what it's like to be a woman in music.
I think that's so
cool. And it's they really wanted to tell an honest story, you know, mm-hmm. not the glamour of it all, but you know what it's like putting on fake lashes in a gas station bathroom. And so it's been a really interesting journey, and you know, the company kind of found us all and put us together. And what a risk that is, because musically, sometimes you can put a lot of great people together, but it might not work.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful for everyone at this table, because luckily it has meshed really, really well. Mm-hmm. And it's been a beautiful friendship and journey so far.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a reality show documentary that's going to be available, shooting right now. They're going to follow you on the road and stuff, right? Doing
mm-hmm.
shows?
Yeah.
Where are you heading?
Yeah, this week we have a couple shows in Nashville doing a benefit with Strings for Hope, a wonderful organization.
I love that organization.
Yes, they employ female survivors of interpersonal violence, and they take recycled guitar strings, turn it into jewelry.
So beautiful jewelry.
I love their cause. We're doing a benefit show with them tomorrow we're playing at the Listening Room here in Nashville. Then we're heading to Arkansas for a radio visit before we go down to Texas for a couple of shows. And ending it at the CMA of Texas Awards, where we're going to receive an award to end the tour. So
congratulations.
It's going to be a great time. Thank you.
And Delaney, that's your stomping ground. You're from Texas?
Yes,
San Antonio?
Yes. Yeah. Well, all my people are in Houston area. Mm-hmm. And our little family farm's kind of outside Houston. So,
I see.
Yeah.
And I read that by the age of 24, you had written over 300 songs.
Which, yes.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's very interesting. That song that you just played, actually, Glass Ceiling, mm-hmm. I wrote that right when I turned 23, ironically, about feeling like I was getting really old. And so, that song's really special to me, so I'm really glad you played it.
And you guys are from all over. So we got you from Texas. Now, Judy, I know you're from the Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles fan?
Of course. Could I not be right now?
Right. They're amazing.
Yes.
And you've had some great success. I remember Josie Warden, 2021,
mm-hmm.
for Top
Americana Folk Artist of the Year.
You also won a Canadian
Dove Award. Or,
yeah.
What are they called? I can't remember.
Yeah, they were called the
Covenant Award.
Covenant Award.
Yeah. GMA.
You do so many cool things. And every time I open up the socials, Judy's down there doing something, singing and performing somewhere. She's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Sarah, you have done some really cool things. You even wrote a children's book, right?
I did. A couple years ago, I released a children's book called Turtle Tears.
Wow.
I never expected to be a book author.
Yeah.
But it just so happened after I lost my mom. My mom really loved turtles. And I saw a story come on the news about turtles and butterflies and their symbiotic relationship, where butterflies drink the salt from turtles. And I thought it would be a really cute idea for a children's book. So,
That's out there right now.
Yeah.
And you do a lot of philanthropic work too, don't you? In addition to writing songs and performing.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of those things.
I've been a volunteer with Musicians on Call since 2015. And since then I've been able to play music to over 19,000 hospital patients, and it's just such an important cause and a cause that's dear to me, and I feel like it helps me find my purpose as an artist and a songwriter, because you realize these are the people who really need music, and you see how music really heals.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, and so many times, you know, in this industry, you know, your ego builds and it's hard to get past yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
But to give back to others, I love that you do that. So, congratulations. And you're from Knoxville, so on the other side of the state, from Memphis.
Yep.
So good to have Wendy.
Hello.
How are you, Wendy?
I'm doing amazing. I have to say, it's been a blessing being
with
these young women and their journeys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I love the most, is that we come from so many different parts of United States, and you know, I'm like the cousin that visits country, so I started writing a little bit more. I've been in Nashville 30 years, and
30 years,
I consider my career been a bunch of Forrest Gump moments, like amazing things that happened once, including infiltrating country music in my 50s.
In your 50s?
Yeah. In my 50s is amazing. And I'm going to play the Opry again in 2 weeks, and that'll be my 36th appearance at the Grand Opry. Yeah.
That is
so
fantastic.
That's a miracle. And then I got this documentary that I'm doing. And then there's, you know, I play in New York and I sing jazz.
Uh-huh.
So I'm my own version.
All genres. I love that.
At least four.
At least four.
I'm my own version of Linda Ronstadt. That's what I like to say.
Wow.
Because she crossed at least four genres. So I've been enjoying that journey.
One of the hot tickets in this town is the Time Jumpers.
Yes.
There's this guy, Vince Gill, every now and then sits in, right? And you are a vocalist with him?
I have been a member of the Time Jumpers for 6 years.
Wow.
Thanks to Vince Gill.
Yeah.
I think he was feeling a little guilty when he was going off to the Eagles. Because he was a member for 13 years.
Yeah.
And so he brought me in there, and it was the best thing, one of the best things.
How much?
Because I get a chance to practice weekly. Mm-hmm. They're a Grammy-winning band, so it's like just amazing moment
to
be in great music, great musicianships once a week.
And some of those musicians played in the Judy Pastor band.
Exactly.
Yes, the trio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Spivey and Brad Albin, bass player and fiddler. And and that's amazing too. It's been a real growth experience for me as a musician.
Oh, mm-hmm. I watched you play at the City Winery with those guys.
Yes, you did.
Met Joe Spivey for the first time. And Joe played on one of my singles, mm-hmm. Absalom. So he's just a really great guy. And so gifted.
Actually, he played on Pave the Way.
He did?
Yeah, our single.
Wow. Yeah. You guys are going to sing that for us live here. Yeah. Without Joe, unfortunately. But yeah. We'll imagine the fiddling.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Wendy, the other amazing thing, we watched you and adored you on The Voice.
Yes.
You're a runner-up. I think you should have won that year, just my opinion. But you were amazing on that show.
Thank you. Well, you know, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I have been doing, you know, been in this game with 35 years, and this was post-COVID. So we all were trying to figure out if we were ever perform in front of an audience ever again.
Wow.
And I was like, Moten, what are you going to do when this opens back up? And I was like, I need TV. Then I was like, well, what kind of TV can you stomach? Because I'm from the generation where you don't talk about anything.
Yeah.
And everything is reality TV. So I said, I'm going to make a video. I didn't tell anyone. Nobody knew. I said, if they reject me, then I can live with the rejection alone. But if they accept me, then I know that's the path to take.
Yeah.
And it helped me get back out as a solo recording artist, because I was a EMI artist in the 90s. Uh-huh. And so that, you know, dissipated a little bit, and I became background singer, toured with Julio Iglesias for 15 years, singing in four languages. And so doing The Voice got me back to being a solo artist again, because I need that exposure. So I treated it as if it were my television special every week.
Wow.
That was the mentality that I had, that it's my television special, and my four friends had the best seats in the house, and then I had the rest of the world.
Oh, what an experience.
It was amazing.
It opened up some doors, didn't it?
Again. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Because the music industry tells you that, it, you know, after you pass 29, it's over, or 25. And I was like, man, I need to know that I still got the good. So what better way than figuring that out in front of 6 to 8 million people a week? Because if you can't figure it out then it may be time to give it up. But it didn't faze me at all. I enjoyed every moment of it.
Were nervous at all?
No.
No?
Because because I've been in it for so long, I got this aerial view of the music industry, you know, and competition and, you know, being spontaneous. Yeah, a lot of gigs, they have to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
You get paid to be spontaneous.
Yeah, you
better be right. So it was just, I did it for three reasons. Not only survival, but I wanted to make sure I was competitive. Does it still matter?
Yeah.
I wanted to know if there were people that love what I have to offer, classic singing. And number three, I wanted to be an activist for people over 50 that say we still have value and we still have dreams.
You're my hero.
And, you know? And so that's why, you know, and I figured all those things out. I got the answers I needed. And then, so there's been amazing opportunities. Keep popping up.
So how'd you hook up with these lovely ladies?
Because I got this phone call. Actually, it was Paul Worley.
Paul Worley? What?
Paul Worley, producer who produced Lady A and, you know, Dixie Chicks and Martina McBride.
Who you also toured with, right?
I toured with Martina 2014 to 2016. Uh-huh. And now we're best friends.
Yeah.
So we, you know.
Always loved her.
I love her too. She's a sweetheart. And so he called me and was like, hey, I heard there's, you know, there might be a great opportunity here. You can check it out. They're making this independent documentary. And he connected me to Dorice. And Dorice and I spoke. And I was like,
From
Synapse, yes. And I was like, you know what? I do want to tell my story.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be a great opportunity to share, you know, my life story.
How about that?
Yes.
So how did it start? Did he just put you in a room and go, hey, meet someone? Or did you know each other?
Pretty much.
Well, Wendy and I knew each other.
Yeah.
From the Time Jumpers.
Yeah, through the Time Jumpers and Third and Lindsley.
Sarah and I knew each other.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then Sarah and I knew of each other.
Yeah, I don't think we had met in person at that point.
Right.
But it's a small town.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a small big town.
Yeah.
But we all really, really, we got together to write Pave the Way, and we were like, oh, we like each other.
Ah.
We really liked each other.
Yeah.
And
it's
we were good writers together.
Chemistry was there right away, huh?
Yeah, it was there. Yeah. So it's really nice. It's not like a competition. It's really...
Sometimes in a writing room, it doesn't work. You just sit around doing a lot of co-staring.
Yeah.
And, trying to come up with something. But it worked right away for you guys.
Yes. Huh? Yeah.
So was the first song Pave the Way?
Was
that kind of like your title song?
It's like the theme.
The theme. That's what I mean. Theme song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you.
And we wrote our own verses, which makes it even more personable.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So we each sing a verse.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand you are prepared to sing that for us live around this
Duncan
Fife dining room table, if you'd like to do on the Songwriter Connection. You want to do that for us?
Yeah.
Tell us about the writing of it, though, first. And so you all did a verse. And who had the idea? Tell us how the idea evolved.
I came in with the idea of writing a song about the women that came before us and how they paved the way.
Yeah.
And it kind of just clicked that we should each tell our own story about the women that paved the way for us.
So right. Yeah.
And then we each kind of individually. But it was a very mutual collaboration, which you as a songwriter understand that that's not always the case.
Mm-mm.
This felt very collaborative and beautiful.
Yeah.
That it wasn't, you know, one person, hey, let's do this. It felt very, we were all on the same page. It was awesome.
I think we all come from different backgrounds and different generations, but, you know, the one thing that we can definitely relate is, you know, it can be a struggle being a woman in the music industry.
Well, you have to do it all, right? I mean, today you have to be an artist, the promotion, you have to do everything.
You have
writer,
to do it
singer,
all.
Songwriter, yeah.
And things are a lot, you know, better for women over time, but, you know, we're still out here trying to pave the way for, you know, women that come after us for future generations.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. And very definitely wanted to have a positive spin as well of like thanking these women that came before us and did such an amazing job. And, you know, in my verse, I talk about Tammy and Dolly and Faith Hill and just these incredible women that have inspired us. So it's an honor to sing this song together as women about all these amazing women that came before us.
Delaney's going to play that beautiful hummingbird guitar. Ooh. Yeah, let's hear it.
All right.
When I heard her sweet voice far away in the distance, I knew I'd never be the same. Her voice touched my soul and changed it forever, and I thank God that she paved the way. Women before me and the women behind, living on three chords and the truth. It ain't easy some days, we're still paving the way.
Yeah.
When I was a child, I wrote some sweet love songs. I played the guitar and I sang with all of my heart and all of my soul. I thank God she paved the way. The women before me and the women behind, living on three chords and the truth. Tell the same story, we fight the same fights. There's nothing a woman can't do. It ain't easy some days, but we're still paving the way.
When I couldn't sleep, my mama would say, Tammy and Dolly and Faith. I found a guitar, I started singing in bars. Now I thank God she paved the way.
The women before me and the women behind, living on three chords and the truth. Tell the same story, we fight the same fights. There's nothing a woman can't do. It ain't easy some days, but we're still paving the way.
It wasn't the radio, I found her in liner notes. She spoke up, never played it safe. They tried to move her out, but like her, I'll stand my ground. I thank God that she paved the way. I thank God that she paved the way.
Oh, that's awesome. Ladies, beautiful.
Thank you.
Delaney Ann, Wendy Moten, Sarah Harrelson, and Judy Pastor.
Thank you.
Judy, I one of the stories about you that I will never forget. You're playing at the 12 Keys one day, and you debuted this song about the picture on the wall.
Yes.
And Megan, your husband, says, you got to see, this is really a painting.
Did he start passing the picture around?
Yes, and we were all amazed. So you were inspired by this picture that your parents owned. Can you tell that story real quick?
Sure. So they purchased, it was their first purchase together, supposedly, is how my mom tells it, like a big purchase. And I was a baby, so I had no clue. And they hung it up, and I literally crawled around under this painting. And the painting is a girl sitting on a couch with long hair and like a shawl wrapped around her shoulders, playing a guitar and kind of like looking down in it lovingly. Mm. And I mean, I asked for guitar lessons when I was 8 years old, and then here we are today. And I was sharing with Megan, my husband, that I grew up to be the picture on the wall. Mm. And he said, you really need to write that. And I had a write, the next write was with Greg Wilson, and we wrote that song. And so
Greg's a great writer. Been on the show a couple times. Yeah. Love that guy. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, you started writing at a very young age. What, 10 years old?
I did. I was about 10 years old. And I was just drawn to songwriting and music right away. My granddad was a bluegrass musician, so I was always around music growing up. But my parents split at a young age. My siblings are much older than me. So growing up, it was kind of like I was an only child. So I just found music as a way to get my feelings out.
And you play different instruments, right? Multi-instrumental?
Yeah. My first instrument was piano. My mom had me do piano lessons. Gosh, and then I taught myself guitar. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. I have my granddad's accordion, but I don't play it much because it's so heavy.
Oh, yeah. That's heavy. Yeah. Absolutely. Knoxville, Sarah, and then Wendy's from Memphis. We are talking about different sides of the states, and almost, I mean, it might as well be different sides of the world musically, doesn't it? Isn't it, Wendy? It's very different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. You know, that's what's great about the whole state of Tennessee. There's something different from, you know, from east to west, west to east. And I love the fact that I have a music career in Nashville because Memphis is my foundation.
They say you can take the girl out of Memphis, but you can't take the Memphis out of the girl.
You cannot.
You cannot. Right?
It's all in it. All in my veins.
Well, and to brag on Wendy, she was recently inducted into
the Memphis Music Hall of Fame last week.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I got a brass note on Beale Street too.
Wow. That's right. I read about that.
Yes.
That's big time.
I love that too. I thank my city for that. And I'm in love with Nashville too.
Yeah.
You know, so I just have the best of both worlds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Wow. Nashville right in the middle. Knoxville.
Yes.
Memphis. There you go. East to west. Yeah. And Delaney, you started in Texas, Texas artist. And that's like a whole new country. They got their own charts and everything. Might as well be its own country.
Yes. You know, you sound like most of my family right now, actually. No, I was born in Texas and all my family's there. I'm actually an eighth generation Texan. So it's kind of, it's a lot. I know. It's a lot.
Eighth generation.
It's a lot of people. And it's its own scene right now. It's really,
it so big.
I love the music coming out of Texas. It's, you know, it's funny. It's its own subgenre. And
it is.
There's more crossover with Nashville than a lot of people in Texas would like to believe, but it's I'm very grateful for both, and Texas has been really, really good to me.
Has it been? Did you spend some time in Austin? Because that's a big music capital there.
Yeah, I'm about an hour from Austin, and I actually write there a lot.
Do you really?
There's a lot more songwriting there, so it's been good.
And a lot of people share residence from Austin to Nashville and back and forth.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes you can't get all the paying gigs in Nashville.
Yes. No, Texas has been good for that. There's a lot of great live shows happening all the time. It's been great.
That's fantastic. Yeah. We are going to take a break. When we come back, I want to hear, we're going to listen to some of this. You've got an EP out from the soundtrack and the documentary. So we're going to play some of these songs that you guys have recorded. Where'd you record at?
Oh, at my home recording studio called White Rock Records.
Okay.
And it's in Spring Hill, Tennessee.
You had a pretty notable producer, didn't you?
Oh, Dale.
Dale.
Yes, Dale Penner.
Dale Penner.
Got a shout out to Dale Penner.
That's right.
Nickelback and a bunch of others.
That's right.
He's got some great credits. He's a really incredible producer. And we love working with him because he really takes his time to understand the vision and
so important, a producer. You felt like he pulled it out for you, pulled it out of you.
Yeah.
Yes. Got you. Put it all together.
Good. We'll check it out right after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to The Songwriter Connection with Dave Linehan. Find us on Facebook and YouTube at The Songwriter Connection Podcast. And find Dave at thedaveconnection.com. Now back to the show with your host, Dave Linehan.
We've been working hard on that daveconnection.com. There are links to not only this show, but the radio show and some of my music videos, things like that. I hope you check it out. If you're listening on YouTube, I know we're not a video podcast, but like today we are. In fact, we almost are. Don't they? Honored to be part of the video. Alan over here. But just click like and subscribe, if you will. It helps us more than you ever know as we approach 3 million streams, which is, I can't even imagine. So, but thank you for that and for spreading the word. We're talking about the women behind the lyrics, which is going to be this documentary, reality kind of documentary, following these ladies around and showing you what's all. It's not all glamour, is it?
No. A resounding no.
Like, are you kidding? Did you really ask me that? Tell me what a typical, you know, day is for you.
Oh, man. Delaney. I mean, I think something that I love about what we get to do in music is that every day is so different.
It is, isn't it?
It's incredible. You know, some
there's
days,
no typical day.
It's a writing session. It's recording. It's playing a show. Sometimes, you know, it's playing a corporate gig. I mean, you just every single day is so different. And then it's down to the social media of it all and the admin work and the sending the emails and the things that, you know, people don't see. I'm just grateful to do it in any capacity. So,
yeah, you enjoy doing all of that. What's the hardest part, sir? What do you think?
I think it's hard just managing and prioritizing everything, especially, you know, you mentioned earlier as an artist, especially independent artists, you kind of have to juggle it all.
You
have to be the songwriter, the artist, the person that drives yourself to the gig sometimes, the person that books your gig sometimes.
The roadie.
The roadie.
Loading the gear.
Your own
I always thought
person.
That was the hardest part of the gig, is loading and unloading the gear.
Yeah.
Playing is the fun part, right? Yeah. And the road is, that's not fun, is it, Wendy? Is it road?
Oh, well, for me it is. I thrive. I must have been a gypsy in another day because I love the road.
Do you?
Oh, my God. I'm playing trains, automobiles. That's
That'll make a movie about that.
I need to. sleepless nights, like, you know, I was texting the girls, I don't know, what time I text y'all? About 5 in the morning, I finally got to sleep. Because I have to multitask, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes, like, I knew this is a priority, but also there was a recording session I had to do at the house, and then there's music that I have to learn for something else. So you don't necessarily get enough sleep. Mm-mm. And Delaney was like, I can't believe that you're like up. I'm like,
that you're here.
And I'll, you know, sleep in, I don't know, the 18th.
Yeah.
That's when I'll get some sleep.
You got to plan it out, right? Are you sleep deprived, Judy? Are you?
I am, yes. I'm always, not all the time, but pretty sleep deprived.
Yeah. You play late nights, right?
Play late, but also sometimes you just can't sleep, you know? And you've got all this stuff on your mind.
Yeah, it's just, you won't turn it off, right? Mm-hmm. Do some of those sleepless night just lyrics start to come to you, Delaney?
Oh, yeah.
When he's like, of course. You make the best of it, don't you?
I mean, the voice memos that are at 2 a.m., I'm not saying they're good, but they exist. They're there.
I got this idea.
Yeah, they're usually far worse in the morning, though. You know, you listen back and it's like, ha, da, da, da. And you're like, what is that?
Yeah. I can't even understand what I just said.
I know, but they feel very inspired in the moment.
But you got to get it in the memo, because if you fall asleep, forget it.
You've lost.
It's gone.
It's happened to me. Yeah. And so I force myself to get up. Betty, go, where are you going? I say,
it's there. I have
to
do
it. Down. Yeah.
You have to.
You have to. It's just a part of the job.
Absolutely.
Right? Absolutely. Well, let's dig into your EP. What I've heard, I just absolutely love. Wendy, you got a song called You Are Worthy, and you wrote that. It's got that special Wendy Moten feel. I mean, I just love it. Tell us about that song.
Well, you know, I wrote it with a songwriter. Her name's Faith, and I call her Faith C.
Faith C.
The C. But she actually started the song off, and I came up with the second verse, and the hook was so strong. It's very haunting. And I had to perform it the other night. I did something for Tennessee Tourism, and I performed it.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, I felt like you put me in a trance. I'm
good.
I want to make that listener. Wanted. Yeah, you want them like to just tune in for, and you become the muse. Mm. And so it's a song that people have been able to relate to, and you know, it just, I don't know, people just have been able to relate to it, which is great. And I like to bring the blood pressure down.
Should we put people in a trance right now? Play a little bit of that song. Let's play the whole thing, by golly. Let's
do it. As beautiful as heaven touching earth, your spirit is ethereal. I hope you know your worth. You feel you're in a desert, but I see your strength to be into home and flourish through the pain, 'cause you are worthy. You're worthy. Oh, you're worthy. Yes, you are. There's no denying your truth or the path that you've come. Your soul within you cries out, there's more work to be done. I know there's times when you feel like you just can't go on, but you are.
Wendy Moten out front on that one there. The women behind the lyrics we're doing on the Songwriter Connection. Great song. Great message, Wendy.
Thank you.
I think everybody needs to hear that, that they are worthy.
Yes. And all the girls, we're all singing a chorus. They're in singing the chorus with us. Yeah, we're all in it together. Yeah.
Thanks for mentioning that.
Thank you.
Awesome. I'm just going to write down. We're going to just listen to a lot of these. The next one, The Ride, you did that on my podcast before, Judy.
I think so.
That's a cool song. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, it's just a fun song, but it also has a deeper meaning of, I guess, the ride of life to me. And it's all about doing the next right thing and doing the best you can and faith and, you know, positivity.
Yeah.
And that's what that, for me, that's what that song is about.
Another great message from the women behind the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
Who'd you write this one with?
Kelly Johnson.
Kelly Johnson. So let's give a listen on the Songwriter Connection.
Traveling band, running on campus.
Chevy van. I'm on my way.
What a ride it's going to be. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The women behind the lyrics. We've got Judy and Sarah and Wendy and Delaney Ann with us around the dining room table. It was kind of a live version of that because you were singing along with the record.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Thank you.
Judy, recently I saw you perform at the City Winery with your band.
Yes.
And I've known you for a lot of years. And I'm just watching that show and feeling that I've really watched you take your whole musical journey to a whole new level. You just are really finding yourself, aren't you? You must be having a blast.
I am having a blast. Yeah. I mean, you know, the road is long sometimes.
It is.
You know, there's valleys and mountaintops, but it's good.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
The next song on this CD is from Sarah. And you put yourself in my boots. And this goes along with that philanthropic attitude that you have. And a passion that you have. Tell us about the writing of this song. And by the way, as we're playing these songs, it's all four of them on this record. So yeah, tell us about that, sir.
So I actually wrote Put Yourself in My Boots a few years ago. And when we were creating the compilation album, we had already recorded, I think, Pave the Way and You Are Worthy. So we were trying to figure out other songs, individual songs of ours, that would fit on this compilation album that had a message of, you know, empowering women and along those lines. And when I wrote Put Yourself in My Boots, it wasn't specifically targeted towards, you know, putting yourself in women's boots, although you could take it from that perspective, but it was more like, you know, as humans, It's just good to realize when you pass someone on the street, maybe they're not going through the same thing as you. And I think especially today with social media and everything, we're so quick to react to people. So it's just a reminder to kind of take a pause. Remember that, you know, if someone's going through something or they're angry, maybe it's because something's going on in their life. So just put yourself in their shoes or boots or whatever kind of shoe they wear. And I recorded this this April at the Owl here in Nashville, and I gotta give a shout out to my husband Andrew Kugler. He drummed on it and a lot of the songs on our EP.
So. I love it. Well, let's listen to it.
Kind of a problem, ain't the kind I've been through. I took all day for a little more change. Does a little more change mean much to you? Put yourself in my boots. Heaven always had it as easy as you. I walk in different dirt. I ain't saying your pain don't hurt, but you might get me if you put yourself.
Like you're having such a wonderful time
so
together.
Great.
Oh my!
We just genuinely like each other's music.
Yeah, we like
you
songs.
Can tell. You can tell there's chemistry there. Yeah. Absolutely, I love what you're doing.
Wow.
Absolutely, fantastic! And you're about to take it on the road, and we're going to be able to watch this this documentary coming up, and they're filming right now. In fact, filming today around the dining room table. Thank you for that, by the way.
Yes.
You know, when I first heard this next song, I was like, oh my God, who is singing this? Delaney, your voice is so unique and so country.
Thank you.
Love what you do.
That's so kind.
Thank you. And so when I see, you know, Wish You Were Here, you know, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, the rock capital of the world, as they say. And so the first thing I think is Pink Floyd's, well, you know.
Yes.
I mean, is this a cover? But it's not. This is an amazing song.
Oh, thank you.
Tell me about it in the writing.
Yeah. You know, so I wrote this one while my husband was deployed for 10 months. And
Where was he at?
He was in the Baltics.
In the Baltics.
So kind of when things were happening over there. Yeah. He was sent over there.
What's his name?
My husband, Ross.
Ross.
Yeah,
Thank you for your service, Ross.
Oh, yeah. No, he's the best in every way. So he, we did that time apart. And I spent a lot of time on the road during that time. And, you know, he was able to, you know, go see different parts of the world as well while he was over there during time off. And I kind of, we've only been married at that point, maybe a year and a half or so. So it was
be so hard.
Yeah, it was definitely a difficult experience, and kind of had this first line came to me of, I thought when you saw the world, it would be next to me. And ooh. I was kind of seeing different parts of the country on the road at the same time. So I kind of just wrote this about, man, this moment would be so much better if you were here. I wish you were here.
Wow. Well, here it is. Part of the Women Behind the Lyrics CD. And it's going to be a documentary. Listen to this voice.
Don't want to cause a scene. I thought when you saw the world, it would be right next to me. I wish you were here. And I know the life I've chosen, I know it's worth its weight. I'm staring at the postcard you sent me today. Wish you were here.
Is that Joe Spivey? No? It is?
Yeah.
Sleeping in your sweatshirt, so you feel less far away. That postcard on the fridge, it taunts me in the cruelest way. I wish you were here. Just wish you were here. I'd rather miss you than not have you at all. Lord knows what I'd give for 5 minutes in your arms. My sunrise is your sunset. God paint the sky and turn it all red. Now I close the window and sleep on your side of the bed. I'm counting down the days and praying through the fear. But I just wish you were here. I just wish you were here. Just wish you were here.
Mm. Great
wow.
song.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
So many. Yeah, that's a solo write too, not a co-write.
Yes.
We do a
yeah.
lot of co-writing in Nashville, but you wrote that all by yourself.
Yeah, you know, I love to co-write, but sometimes the best ones just come
sometimes.
Out in that moment, and you're yep. like, there is no one here to write this with, you
and,
know?
And sometimes there's something that only you can write.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Completely.
And it's packed with so many great lines, watching oh, God you. Paint the sky.
Thank you.
And what was the one about, you know, happy to hold... I'd rather miss you than to not have you at all.
Yeah, I'd rather miss you than not have you at all.
Oh,
yeah,
that's,
thank you.
Cut my heart
well,
out.
Thank you. Oh. Yeah, that one's really special. And honestly, it was really, really hard to sing while he was gone. And now that he's home,
tears?
Oh, oh, it was tough. But now that he's home, I'm like, listen to this song.
Oh my gosh.
So,
ladies, when this is all said and done, and it's streaming out there, and it's a big success like we know it's going to be, what do you hope that everybody's going to take from it?
I always just hope people take what they need from it. Mm-hmm. Of course, as females, maybe they are in the music industry and just maybe it gives them confidence to go on their path their own way. Mm-hmm. Or even just women in general, just to have confidence or just to know that they're not alone in some of the struggles that we face. And especially a lot of these messages, as humans, I think it shows that we're worthy. We all face struggles. So yeah. I think it just helps unite us together. It shows four women from different backgrounds coming together. And I think it shows the world, like, we can come together and find something to relate on.
I think that's incredible, Sarah. Yeah. And Judy, it goes beyond just music, doesn't it?
Definitely. We've got friendship. And so that's, like, that's really been, like, the heart of it. I think if we didn't have the connection that the four of us have, we'd kind of be like, you know, not that great.
It's another thing.
But it's really great. I mean, especially, like, there is something. No offense to all the guys out there, but there's something about, like, female friendship, you know, that when you have it, it's it's good.
And
it's real.
I think it's beautiful to have something I've learned through this journey is just, you know, the lack of competition that's happening here between us has been absolutely beautiful. And seeing, like, there are ways that Judy shines that I do not, and like, just, we all have these strengths, and that when we come together in those, it is so much more powerful and beautiful, lifting each other up than comparison or these things that we can easily get caught in today's age.
The thing I always, the saying I always heard was, all boats rise with the tide.
Yes.
And you all have your each individual gifts, and then you put them all together.
But also, I would just say that that's, like, something that happened organically.
Yes.
So just, like, thankful to God that that, you know, because I don't think that it always does, you
right.
know.
Right.
And,
Yeah.
That's neat.
Let me ask you this. In filming a documentary, Wendy, is it hard sometimes to ignore that camera?
No.
Or are you always conscious of it?
No, because, you know, that's just the era we live in.
Yeah.
You know, when they created cell phones.
Yeah.
Because they're all younger. You and I remember when we didn't have cell phones. We
absolutely.
We have 10 cents.
Yeah.
So they're used to, like, being documented all the time.
Yeah.
And so I'm used to it, too.
Used to it now.
Yeah.
You get used to it. Yeah. So you're going to take it on the road. And this camera crew is going to follow you. And it's something that we can look forward to. Women Behind the Lyrics is going to be streaming everywhere. The music is out there right now. I hope you get your own CD. I got mine. Thank you so much for my CD. Signed and autographed by the Women Behind the Lyrics. So I can't thank you enough. Judy Pastor, my good friend.
Yes.
Sarah, my new friend. Love you, girl. Wendy, such an honor to meet you.
Pleasure
and
meeting you.
I'm so glad that you're here. And Delaney, Linnea, I adore you.
Thank
you're
you
amazing.
For having us. And if y'all would take the time to follow on social media, anyone out there listening, at Women Behind the Lyrics.
At Women Behind the
and
Lyrics.
And on there, you can also find our individual pages. So we would love to connect
there.
You.
It's a great website. And you've got a little trailer there that's running about the video and the movie. So please check that out, folks. Please do. And thank you for listening. I appreciate you joining us on the Songwriter Connection. As I always say, right on WRITE. Catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this intimate glimpse into the world of songwriting and found inspiration in the stories shared by our talented guests. Remember, the magic of music lies not only in the notes and chords, but in the emotions and experiences woven into every lyric. Until next time, keep listening, keep creating, and keep the melodies alive.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.